This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, there are about 250 of us here at USA Prepares, and we're all innovators. We are medical doctors and surgeons and CEOs and broadcasters and editors and researchers and physicists, programmers, farmers, and now veterinarians. None of us, none of us is capable of holding down a job. I'm delighted to introduce your newest instructor, Dr. Doug Lee, to our broadcast classroom. Welcome, Dr. Doug Lee.
Okay, well, I held down the job for 40 years, so not your category, I guess.
Well, wait a minute. Well, weren't you an entrepreneur?
In a sense, yeah, I was. I was a self-employed practitioner.
Yeah, see, that's what I meant by not capable.
Sure.
Yeah, not capable of holding down a job means those of us who are entrepreneurs, we look at better ways of seeing things and doing things, and many of us at one point had a boss or two or three or four, and we'd look and say, there's a better way of doing it, but if we did it that way, we'd get in trouble, with the system. So that makes us very difficult to employ, and that's what I was talking about.
Okay,
Dr. Doug Lee, you called in to our broadcast, and you were on with Dr. Norman Shealy.
Great.
And I found your story fascinating, and I asked you to leave your telephone number, and then you and I chatted, and I thought you'd be just a wonderful, wonderful addition to the faculty, because you, for a long time, decades, have been an active practicer of veterinary medicine. And there's so many things that many of us don't know about with our animals that we're going to talk about today. And class, let me just give you a list of what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about cats and dogs and skin problems, ear problems, spaying and neutering, eye problems, age-related problems, orthopedics, diseases, breeds, and dental problems. But let me just start with a story about carelessness. So I was in Springfield, Dr. Lee, months ago, and it was a really warm day. The sun was out, and there was this parking lot. I was buying some four batteries for our heavy equipment here at the farm, and it was around lunchtime, and these two gals were on their lunch break, and they had their little small dog on a leash, and they were walking this dog across a long parking lot. It was a very warm day. And the sun was shining and the pavement was hot, and you could watch this dog dancing because the dog's paws were so hot. The dog was trying not to get burned, and these two gals were oblivious, absolutely oblivious, that the dog was standing with its paws on this hot surface. So my question to you is, in your practice of so many years, have you seen carelessness like that and it just tears you up?
I have. But first of all, let me introduce myself, because I'd like to know who I'm talking to or who people I'm listening to on the radio. First of all, I was born and raised in New Jersey, went to high school there, went to college, went to Bucknell University, ended up getting drafted after the draft, and I went to work in New York City in a training program. I didn't like that job. I didn't like New York. I decided I'm going to become a veterinarian. Kansas, no idea where in the world that was. Never been beyond Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in my life. So after 6 years out there, I became a veterinarian in Tulsa, Oklahoma, then Springfield, Missouri. So basically, Dr. Shealy's right up the road from me about 10 miles, and you're about 50 miles east of us here. So here we are. Now, back to your question. Yes, I've seen a lot of things where people have neglected and not even thought about their pet. The foot problem happens to be one of them. Although I've never seen a dog come in with burnt feet, except we used to have a lime quarry here in town. And when it would rain, that lime slurry, I guess, the dogs would run through there, and it burnt the devil out of their feet. You would never think of it. Mm-hmm. But lime slurry did it. But there have been a lot of things. Now, one of the biggest ones you hear in the summertime about neglected animals is putting them in the car, forgetting about them, and that's it. If you have the air conditioning on, that's adequate. But what should happen if the car should stall out and the air conditioning stop? Then you're into a bad situation. Oh, in fact, I read the other day where some policeman someplace broke a window to get a car out of there. But it's a dangerous thing. Because the heat in the summertime is very, very bad. Of course, we all know they need water, adequate shelter, shade, whatever. But yeah, it is a fact. People do forget about these things.
Mm-hmm. And when this happens,
their flip-flops or whatever, and their feet don't feel it, but the dog does.
That's exactly the situation. They had these sandals on, open-toed sandals, and they were protecting themselves from the hot pavement. Okay, so as we talk about animals, have you found in your practice that we humans live longer if we have a pet or two?
I think it's a proven fact. There's many prisons permit the prisoners to have pets. In fact, a lot of them encourage it. And they find that people in prison, for example, that's what we're talking about now, don't get into trouble when they get out. They have some passion that they develop for this animal. They become attached to it, and it seems to roll over into their contact with people. Nursing homes, for example, they encourage having pets. Some of them do. I think it's a great thing if they let them have pets in there, because these people have nothing to do but hold a pet periodically, talk to it, feed it, whatever. But yeah, it's a big, big thing, and it's a big therapeutical situation. And the more and more they get, they do it, the more they find out it's beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Lee, every day I get down on the floor at least once, but usually it's many times a day. And I have an English Mastiff. He's a pretty big boy. He's approaching 4 years old. And so I get on the floor and I hug him. And or if I get on the floor and he sees me on the floor, he'll come over and literally he will hug me. He will put he'll actually put half of his body on me to hug me. And sometimes he'll lie on his back and put his leg over my back. And he literally hugs me. And I'll say, "Where's my hug?" or "Can I have a hug?" And I talk to him and I explain to him that I really appreciate the fact that he lives with us. And I talk to him as, you know, one-on-one. I get down on his level. And he really responds to that. I mean, he looks at me and he listens. I'm not sure he understands all the words, although his vocabulary is increasing. So do you find that maybe dogs are a little smarter than we might think, and they do have a fairly large lexicon besides sit and stay? And, you know, Is that something that you found?
Definitely. In fact, I read something in a paper the other day where they find that a dog probably has a vocabulary that is beyond what we think in relationship to what people say to them at all. So, yes, they do. They do definitely have some sense of what's going on. Usually we tend to have thought, I believe, that it becomes a pattern. Well, there is some pattern to it, but also they do have some idea as to what is being said. I don't know what it is. I've got a dog, two dogs, actually. One of them is a little dog I just adopted from the care shelter here in Springfield because our other dog we had to put down. But anyway, this dog requires affection. That means she won't leave me alone. just drives me crazy. But she's a good dog, very nice dog. The other dog we got from the Humane Society about 5 years ago, and this dog is extremely intelligent. I mean, it's unbelievable what this dog can understand that you're talking about. You can tell her anything, and she sort of responds for some reason. She's picked it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, what I'm finding,
they do understand what we're saying. But
what I'm finding with
research, as I say, recently, that endorses that and says, yeah, they do understand more than just stop and sit, stay, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. If I sit on a sofa, Thomas Jefferson, that's our English Mastiff, TJ, we call him. TJ will sit right next to me, come right over, sit next to me. I mean, leaning on me. And then if I don't touch him, he will literally put his head and part of his chest on me, and he'll lean on me so that I'm literally holding, you know, 25 or 30 pounds of his weight. He really likes that attention. And
I think your dog and my dog must have gone to school together or something. It's also doggy man for 5 years. If I don't do anything, she's got her head on my I've been sitting at the computer, and she's got her head on my thigh. That she
That's
just puts it there
about.
And puts more pressure and more pressure until I respond. So, yeah.
They did go to school together.
School, wherever that was.
No question. How about skin? Yeah. How about skin problems? What can you tell us about dogs and skin problems? Should we stay with dogs first and then go to cats, or do you want to intermix?
Where you are. Let's go to the skin problem, because it's a big problem.
Okay.
The skin problems have become quite a problem all over the country, I think, although in certain pockets that are worse. And we live here in Springfield, and I don't know what your situation is. Probably about the same, because you're in the same geographical area. But we have a lot of pollen activity. Our area around here and some other areas of the country, too, have a lot of moisture. We have humidity. We have lakes. We don't have a bad winter. So, therefore, we have a lot of growth. You could go out and kick up the leaves in the middle of the winter, and you'll see mold and funguses growing underneath there, different colors. But as far as the pollen activity and the skin, it is a big factor. Now, several years ago, I was asked by some company in town here that develops dog foods and people's foods for various food companies. And they asked me to come in and talk about dog foods a bit. They asked me what I thought. I'm talking about 20 years back, probably. What I thought was the biggest problem in dogs. And I told them skin problems. Well, as a result, I don't know who they were doing the research for, but probably Purina, because it's up the road here in St. Louis. But they have all come out now with a line of dog foods that are geared to take care of skin problems. Now, in the past, what we did, well, if we had fleas, you took care of fleas. Ticks didn't cause much of a skin problem. But if we had hormonal problems, could cause skin problems. It would
hold that thought. Hold that
allergies.
Thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Dr. Lee and I will be right back talking about skin problems. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, Get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Doug Lee's with us. He's a retired veterinarian with lots of experience, decades of experience. We're talking about dog food formulated with attention toward skin problems. Please continue, Dr. Lee.
Okay. Yeah, the food is just one thing. Now, of course, there's other things that can cause allergies. You hear allergy, food allergies, and there's allergies to sprays and everything else, but I think the skin problem is more due to environment. Now, we get down to treating this thing. How do we treat it? Well, you could do testing. It can be done, and you could give injections to desensitize, the same as they do with people. You take your allergy shots. It's expensive. It is effective in most cases. Now, once again, allergy problems are not as easy to treat as it sounds, but it is a pretty effective treatment. Now, another thing that works is cortisone shots. Cortisone shots work great, but they have their undesirable side effects. So they should be used with a lot of discretion, but it is effective. My feeling is if you've got a dog that is in terrible shape and he's older, and to make him comfortable means a lot more than maybe giving a cortisone shot that you should give. I've given cortisone shots to dogs that were in horrible shape, knowing that I should give it. But by God, if it were me, I'd rather be comfortable for the last few years I have rather than sit there and scratch and be miserable. So I treated the dog as I would treat myself if I had that situation. We get into other things. Benadryl. Benadryl is somewhat effective, although I don't think it's that effective. If you're going to give Benadryl, you give people's Benadryl. The rule of thumb is a 40-pound dog takes an adult dose of medication. So take that 25-milligram pill of Benadryl, scale it down or up, whatever you have to do. 40-pound dog, adult dose of medication. But that's basically the whole thing on allergies. And I think skin allergies are the biggest part of the whole allergy problem. Well, that's my
I'll tell you, I have found that we've had five dogs here at one time, and different breeds. And we found that certain dog foods would cause their hair to fall out in the summer. And if you change their dog food, maybe, 45 days later, their hair was, regrowing. So we found that it seemed to be an allergy to dog food.
Yeah. Now, there's some other stuff on the market. You see what advertised on radio or television. Should I mention the name?
Sure.
Okay, Dynavite. I have used Dynavite. I had a little Jack Russell Terrier, and that's what we had to put down here a few months ago. That dog had very bad skin problems. In the summertime, it was horrible. Wintertime, she looked great, felt great. Summertime, she looked bad, scratched like the devil. So I put her on some Dynavite, and it worked. It worked very well. I will say this. As she got older, she apparently developed a little bit of a tolerance for it, and it did work quite as well. But there are other food additives that work well. But this is something that's come along in the past, probably 5 years or so. I don't remember going back much further than that. But, Dynavite has worked very well, and I've had other people say that it has worked well.
How about
diet? I don't think you get it at the pet shops. It just comes out of someplace back east.
How about diatomaceous earth? Either the powder carefully applied to their coat to kill fleas, and mixed in their food. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I've never used diatomaceous earth. What I have used, if we had a flea problem, is 5% 7 garden dust works well. And you can dust them with that. It'll take care of fleas and ticks. Of course, diatomaceous earth, I've never used it myself. I know it is used. Of course, the idea of that, the animal eats it, and it gets into his digestive system, and it's microscopically cuts his intestines to pieces, because that's all it is, just something that's microscopically sharp, and it destroys their intestinal tract. 5% of the garden dust will work. It is a little bit messy to use. It's not bad on outdoor dogs. But there's some pretty good garden flea sprays around nowadays. Once again, I'm going to mention one that I have very good results with. That's Precor. And Precor has worked really well for me. But I don't have a single flea on the animals right now. We had a cat, she's gone. She left while the flea problems left.
Have you tried cedar oil? Norm Shealy has some animals, and he's tried Cedarside, CEDARCIDE, Cedarside.com. And we spray it's a cedar oil, a very light spray. Avoid the eyes and, the dog breathing it. Don't use it on cats. And it kills them instantly. It really works well for us. Okay, we'll be right back. We're talking with Dr. Lee, veterinarian.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis.
If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
feed
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Dr. Lee. Dr. Lee is a veterinarian, retired, 40 years experience in the Springfield, Missouri area, just down the road from us. And we're talking about dogs and cats. Dr. Lee, how about ear problems?
Ear problems. Well, they can be hard to treat, and they can be fairly easy to treat. Let's start off with the easy one. Ear mites. Ear mites are something that transmitted from one dog or cat to the other. Just contact. They get there, you can't even see them, but the signal that they have ear mites is that they are scratching the ears, and they have a very, very black discharge there. And when you touch scratch the ear or rub the ear, the base of the ear, they'll start to scratch. And the dog's, the cat's ear, it looks like it just is there, but does something that is built somehow. But it's designed for to pick up acoustical sounds. In the wild animals where the dog and the cat came from, the wolf and so forth, they all had what's called prick ears, where they stood up straight. That was to pick up the sound, and the ear is so designed that it would amplify the sound. So that ear is up there, it picks up the sound. But as the sound comes in, the ear goes down, and then it sort of scoops forward. And then it goes into the ear canal. If you look at the ear, when you go to clean it, and I'm going to recommend cleaning it, although someone may say don't clean it, but as long as you don't get in there with a Q-tip and hurt things, you'll be okay. Rubbing alcohol and cotton. If you can get your finger down there and just scoop from the front to the back, the reason you have to scoop from the front to the back is you'll notice as you clean that ear, you're going to be able to see there's a little shoot like it. Going from down the back of the ear toward the front. That's where the sound is transmitted when it's picked up by the ear. But if you scoop from the front to the back, you won't do anything. If you go from back to the front, you're going to push it down into the canal. So you clean that out. And if you want to get in there with a Q-tip, you can go straight down, but don't go in. And you can clean it out. Now, a dog and a cat's ear is designed so that it goes down into the head. So if you that ear canal is the canal we're talking about now, not a scoop, but the canal is L-shaped, goes down the side of the head into the ear. So if you feel the ear, you're going to feel a firm area, and then you're going to feel a soft area right below that firm area. That firm area is the canal. So we have to have that canal, and that's what you have to clean out as much as you can without getting into it. Now, if you have to really get it cleaned out and you can't get it, put some alcohol in there, massage it around, it'll cut the wax in there, and then clean it on out. But remember, don't clean from the back to the front. Scoop from the front to the back up the canal and clean it out. Now, we got ear mites. Well, you can get professional ear mite medication. Quite frankly, Campbell Fatigues work pretty well. Actually, mineral oil will work pretty well, too, because you suffocate the mite. The Campbell Fatigue, I would say, would be better than the mineral oil. But you do have the oil to suffocate if you don't want to get into Campbell Fatigue. But that's ear mites. Now you get into ear problems. Cocker Spaniels are notorious for ear problems, as are other breeds, because they're lop-eared. Their ears do not breathe. So you have that problem where there's no moisture getting in. As Cocker Spaniels, if you take it, that the ear is bad enough, you suture it up over his head so that he gets breathe, and sometimes you get things cleared out with that. Antibiotics are very effective. There's several good ones out there for the ears, primarily through your veterinarian. You may have to go to the veterinary for ear treatment because there's a lot of can't get stuff over the counter, quite frankly. But you have that. Now, if the cocker's ears, that's the only one I've ever done this on, they just can't get them healed up no matter what you do. They just don't heal. So therefore, you have to go ahead and have an operation where you go down the side of the ear and take that area you cut, loosen up there, and flip it back. And you make basically what's called a batter board, or it makes a direct shot into the eardrum so that it can drain and it can get dry, stay dry. But there are also ear problems that can be give you difficulty even with that surgery. The poor cocker is probably the worst one. But, yeah, there are the lop-eared dogs have a problem just because of the way they're built. We get into, that's primarily it, of course, the ear. If you get an ear that's itching and has a scaliness along the edge, and you got a dog that's scratching, there is a thing you can do to check for sarcoptic mange. It's a very unprofessional test, but boy, it works. You take the edge of that ear and just scratch it. And if that dog can do the left ear, if he starts scratching that left hind leg and it's crusty along the edge of the ear, you got sarcoptic mange. Do the right ear, same thing. If he starts scratching with that, you'll get a reflex with that. But I'd say ear mites and ear infections are the main thing you're good. Now you get growths in there, too. You can get growths in the ear canal, which requires surgery. And that can be quite complicated, too, particularly if they're let go long enough. You can hardly get in there and remove them. But that's what I would say your major ear problems are.
Have you experienced using olive oil, like extra virgin olive oil, instead of mineral oil?
Yeah, that would
cleaning
work.
The ears.
Sure, that would work. Yeah, right. Olive oil would be good. Any kind of an oil would work. Now, you're talking about treating the mites, is that correct?
Right, right. Yeah. Ear mites,
any
yes.
Any kind of an oil will suffocate the mites. But Kefalofenic still works better, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So if
but
we
you
have
gotta
a,
make sure
we have
you
a dog.
Tell you, if you got a magnifying glass, take a Q-tip. And this is always very interesting to do in a clinic, in the office. You take a take a Q-tip, put it down to the ear, get a swab, and then I put it on a microscope and let people look at this ear mite. If you want to see people get upset and say, oh, my God, that's what's in his ear. I mean, their hair, their head basically stands up.
Sure.
You can do that with a magnifying glass. You'll see these little white things. In fact, even without it, if you look close enough, you'll see little white things crawling around, moving around. Magnifying glass, you can see some of their anatomy. But ear mites are pretty common, particularly when there's a congregation of animals. The Humane Society treats them, I do believe, routinely just to make sure they don't have anything. But that's what the big problem is with itching.
How about eye problems? We've got a mixed breed dog here, and he's got to be 13 years old or so, and he's slowing down, and I believe his vision is becoming impaired way more than it was. Is that common?
Yeah, very much so. As dogs get older, they get cataracts, just like people get. Mm-hmm. If you look at the eye, what a cataract is a lens of the eye gets thickened, and that's why everything's cloudy. I've had cataract operations on both eyes. You know, I could see it developing. Go to work, and I looked at the sides of the road, and I couldn't even see them after a while. But anyway, the dog's eyes, you look at the eye, and you could possibly see a little bit of a graying going on. That's the cataract. As it gets older, well, if the cataract gets older, the first dog gets older, they would get more and more dense, more and more gray, and eventually you get to the point where it's just white. You look at his eye, you just see white. You don't see anything. He's not seeing anything at all then. So he's just going by where the furniture is and the only thing that he can remember. That's about it. Now, dog's eye is just like our eye. It's no difference. They have a retina, they got iris, they got lids, they have a retina, everything else, just like we have. And the cornea gets damaged, that takes certain surgeries to go ahead and correct that. That's no big problem if it's not too bad, but the cornea gets damaged. And one thing I do want to mention, dog's eyes is the same no matter what his hair length is. An eye is an eye. And I've had people come in and say, well, we can't cut the hair out of his eyes because he's an old English sheepdog and he's going to have that or he'll go blind if we cut it. That's not true. And just remember, an eye is an eye, whatever the breed of dog. And a dog's eye is very similar to our eye, as is a cat. What do they see? I don't know what they see. Do they see color? I don't know. You know, have people tell you, well, they check the rods and the ledges pathologically for the section and see what they have. Compare that to a human. Well, they have more codes, more rods, whatever. I don't know. But the dog can't tell me what he sees, and I don't know what he sees. I don't know if it's gray or if it's white or if he sees colors same as we do. But he does have an eye that is very, very effective. Back to the hearing of the dog. The dog's hearing is much more accurate than our acute. But the eye is basically the same as ours. I don't think it probably functions as efficiently as ours, just from seeing the way my dogs react to when they look at something. But it is still pretty good.
But
of course, they'll get eye infections. And there's another thing they'll get. They have a third eyelid, which we have a little bit of, but ours isn't functional. The third eyelid comes up over the eye, and it'll look like something's a film going over the eye. It's an indication that things aren't right there. Usually there's an infection or something's wrong. There's a little gland underneath that third eyelid that will sometimes get swollen and protrude. Looks like a half of a pea popping up over that nictitating membrane in that third eyelid. Chickens have this also. If you ever look at a chicken and horses, chickens, when they blink, that third eyelid goes shooting across there. But the third eyelid is a protective device. And I've heard an ophthalmologist say if we had one, we'd be better off, but we don't have it. We lost it someplace along the line. But the third eyelid is a protective device. It does sometimes get inflamed and swell, and people say, oh, my gosh, he's got a growth over his eye, or he's got a growth coming out of his eye. Get it checked. It's got to be fixed. It won't get better on its own. Also, hairs. There's also hairs on the eyelash that will grow into the eye, over the eye, and irritate it. Those things have to be taken care of. But
how about
barbell surgery?
How about the use of castor oil, USP, a drop at night in each eye if a dog has cataracts? Have you tried that?
No.
Okay. The reason I'm mentioning that is Dr. Norman Shealy has mentioned on this broadcast.
I know he recommends that. And I have never used it. Actually, you know, dogs usually function fairly well with cataracts until they get to the point that they're white. I don't know whether it would work or not. I know he recommends that for cataracts. I think I had my cataract surgery before I heard him mentioning those things, so I can't tell you if it worked.
Okay.
But, I would certainly say it's worth a try.
Okay.
It's worth a try preventing surgery. Give it a shot.
Yeah. Dr. Lee and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. And how about if we talk about orthopedics and our dogs? We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Honey? What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Lee's with us, Doug Lee. And we're talking about cats and dogs. And Dr. Lee, what about orthopedics?
Hey.
Dr. Lee?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay.
Okay. Orthopedics?
Yeah, you got something on your right there.
Okay. Can you tell us about problems that we have with our animals, specifically dogs?
Well, let's start with the very worst one. Of course, mold cancer. They do get mold cancer. And unfortunately, it isn't a very common thing, but you get into that way, then you're looking usually at amputation of a limb. It's difficult to treat as it is in people. Of course, in people, they've got all kinds of heavy equipment, not heavy equipment, but equipment to go ahead and treat these things with radiation and gosh knows what else. We don't have that. The veterinary hospital in Missouri up at Columbia, they get the hand-me-downs from the human hospital. So, yeah, they have all the things that, to do that. So they could treat bone cancer, but amputation is usually what you're looking at. So the most vulnerable joint of the limb, and we're really looking at the hind limb. The front limb has very few things that really could go wrong with it. You know, you may get a dislocation or something like that, but the hind limb is the one that's more vulnerable. It's the knee is the most vulnerable part of the hind limb. They do get ACLs. You hear about ACLs in football players? Dogs get ACLs.
Oh, sure.
And it does require surgery. However, I have known some people who didn't want to go to surgery or couldn't afford it or whatever because it's not a cheap procedure. But they would elected not to do it. I just think dog got along fairly well. Whether or not he learned to shift his weight, I don't know. But the dog got along. The dogs got along fairly well. But the surgical procedure is a possibility. The other thing is luxating knees or dislocating knees. You see this on little chihuahuas. They walk along and their little knees are all collapsed in, and that's usually a trick knee. the kneecap usually slips toward the inside, pulls the alignment of the muscles down so that they don't stay in the groove, but patellar groove, which is on the knee. The knee has a groove in where the kneecap is, and that kneecap rides in that groove, and of course it attaches to the muscles that go up the leg. When it pops out of the groove, whether inside or outside, the muscles will go with it because they're all attached. Goes inside, when the knee collapses inside, the muscles pull toward the inside, the kneecap's going toward the inside. When the legs go out, the kneecap's going toward the outside. And you can feel it. You can just feel that thing popping around, no problem at all. So, but it usually is genetic. You'll find it in chihuahuas, particularly with the trick knees. They do get degeneration of the knees, but, you know, I guess you could put artificial knees in, but once again, you got an animal that doesn't live. Maybe 17 is about that, 17 to, down into about 8 to 10 maybe for the bigger breeds. You know, the practicality of a kneecap replacement is not there. Hips, the same thing. There is, I can put artificial hips in. But once again, the practicality and the cost of it is something else. The hip is, the bigger breeds causes a problem. They get what's called hip dysplasia. And that's where the ball of the hip does not stay in the socket. And you find this, German shepherds were notorious for it. And during the wars, they usually trained German shepherds. We used to x-ray them, and they said that if they passed the x-ray and the exam, they went down to San Antonio for training to become guard dogs or whatever they did for the military. But we were checking for hip dysplasia, because if they got hip dysplasia, they are not a functional dog and cannot perform for the military. But it is something. You're supposed to be able to determine whether or not they have it at a very young age by palpating or feeling around that joint. But I don't think it's proven that effective. I think x-ray is by far the best way. And really, you don't want to get into the x-ray until they're up around 6 months of age. And then you can tell if they have hip dysplasia. But we're going someplace, aren't we?
You know, we went through 1 hour so quickly, Dr. Lee. I want to thank you for being with us, and you know I'm looking forward to having you back again and again if you decide to do that. And I'd love to talk about breeds and high maintenance breeds and which breeds cause their owners the most problems and which are the best for most of us. And so if you'd like to think about that, I'd love to do it.
Okay.
Hey, thank you so much, Dr. Lee, for spending an hour of your time with us.
Class,
thank you.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Repairs. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.